We're holding on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, 7-8 lines from the bottom. Line begins Pasach. We're in the middle of the story where Rabbi Yaakov by Abba had visited Rava on Shabbos, and there were a few things that Rava did that Rabbi Yaakov by Abba was wondering about. One of them was about the fact that he set a separate bar priagofen on the cup of wine after benching, and that led us into a discussion of why that's necessary. Because and then it comes out because benching is considered a hesach hadas. Then we had also that Rava used a candle with more than one wick, like we do, and Rabbi Yaakov by Abba asked why that was necessary, and Rava explained to him that such a candle is mitzvah min amuvcher. So now comes the next one. Pasach va'amar. So Rava started saying the last bracha of Havdalah. He said, "Hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol," like we do. "Hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol," the Eibush separates between the holy and the not holy. "Ben or l'choshech," between light and dark. "Ben Yisrael l'amim," between Jewish people and the other nations. "Ben yom hashvi'i," the sheshes yemei ha'maaseh, and between Shabbos, between the seventh day Shabbos and the other 6 days of the week. Amalei, so Rabbi Yaakov Abba asked him, "Lomalach kolehai," why do you need to say that whole long nusach? "V'ha'amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, ha'mavdol ben kodesh l'chol zuhi havdolosei shor Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi," that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's havdolah consisted just of the words "Baruch Atah Hashem ha'mavdol ben kodesh l'chol," which is what we do when we on Motzei Shabbos if we want to do malacha. Before we make Havdalah, then we say Baruch HaMavzah Ben Kodesh L'chol. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would do that as his actual bracha of Havdalah. So why, Rava, do you hold that you have to do a lot more? Amalei, so Rava answers him, Anoka Hosvirali. Yeah, fine, it says that Rebbe said that, but I hold like a different statement. The Amar of Elazar, Amar of Oshia, HaPoichas L'Yivchis Megimel, if you're going to say a few Havdalos, the minimum number of things that you should say is three, V'HaMosif Lo Yosef Al Zayin, and the maximum you should say is seven. So therefore, that's what I'm doing. Amalei, so Rabbi Yaakov Ba'aba asked him, okay, but you didn't say three, you didn't say seven, you said four. So what is it? If you're going according to the three, then three. If you're going according to the seven, then seven. Where do you get four from? Tosfos actually explains that it may even be, it's not even when we say when we say between three and seven, it may not even mean it can be three or four or five. It could mean davka three and davka seven, because those have Tosfos doesn't say what they correspond to, but they would correspond to something particular, the numbers three and seven. So therefore, it would have to be either three or seven. When we say the least is three, the most is seven, what we mean is if you want to do only a few, you do three. If you want to do a lot, you do seven, and there's nothing in between. So why are you doing four? Amalei, so Rava answers him, Ivra, as a matter of fact, yes, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Me'amaisa Me'en Chsimen. Because Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Me'amaisa doesn't actually count as one of the Havdolos, as one of the things of separation that you say in Havdolah. Really, there were only three. The reason why we're saying that one is Me'en Chsimen, because that is similar to the end of the Baracha. When we finish off Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, then we have the phrase before it has to somehow reflect what we're going to say in the final Baracha. When you're saying Havdalah, or actually there's a different girsa that a lot of Rishonim have, kol brachas kolon, that all brachas, you have to say me'en chasima samoch lachasimase. You always have to have. So on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the structure of brachas. You have short brachas, like let's say shakol or her eights or what have you. And then you have, or some birkas on mitzvahs, like for example, a bracha on tefillin, or short brachas. You just have baruch atah Hashem, such and such, or baruch atah Hashem, alakeinim al ha'olam, asher kedishonim mitzvahs of tzivanu, such and such. Then you have longer brachas, where you have a body of the bracha, and then you have the end of the bracha. Then it finishes off baruch atah Hashem, such and such. So you always have to have, at the end of such a bracha, before the last Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to have a phrase that reflects the theme of that final bracha. We have that, for example, even in morning brachas. Let's say you have, for example, in a Lakai Neshama, Ribon Kol HaMasim, Adon Kol HaNeshamos, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMachzir Neshamos, Tefgorim Mesim. In the bracha amava sheinim eino, the sigmalenu chasadim tovim baruch atah Hashem agumu chasadim tovim lam Yisrael, and so forth. So you have to have something like that. So therefore, in Havdalah, we accomplish that by putting benyem hashvila sheshes me'amaisa right before hamavdar ben kodesh l'chol. So it doesn't count as one of the Havdalahs. So therefore, really, it's only three plus you have something that ain chasima samach l'chasima. And the Gemara says, "Pumpedisoi Amri." Now the Chacham Pumpedisa said differently. They said, "Amri me'en psichosan samoch lachasimasan." Actually, what it is you need to have the last phrase before the Baruch Atah Hashem has to reflect the beginning of the bracha. So the Gemara asks, "My binayu." So okay, what's the practical difference between between Shmuel and the Chacham Pumpedisa? Most brachas begin and end with the same theme. So where do you have an actual case where you would have a difference? The answer is Ikabinau Yomtov Shachalis Achara Shabbos. Suppose that Yomtov comes out after Shabbos. Yomtov starts on Motzah Shabbos, as we said, that then you do Yaknahaz, and the Kiddur and the Havdalah, the Chasminin ben Kodesh Lakodesh. Now the bracha finishes. Now, when we think about it, the bracha begins Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lachol, just like it does on a regular Motzah Shabbos, but it ends ben Kodesh Lakodesh. So now comes the difference. Manda amma me'en psichosan samoch lachasimasan. If you say that you need the last phrase before the Baruch Atah Hashem has to reflect the beginning of the bracha, then loy bori lameima ben kedushas Shabbos kedushas Yom Tov Ivdalta. Then you don't have to say the phrase that Hashem, you made a distinction between the kedusha of Shabbos and the kedusha of Yom Tov, because you only need to, the beginning of the bracha was Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'chol. The end of it is the end of it is also Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'chol. And therefore, you're good. You can say Ben Yema Shvi L'Sheshes Me'amaisa Baruch Atashem Hamavdo. Well, no. So the end of the bracha is Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. But according to the Pumpedisoi, that doesn't matter. It's true the bracha ends Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, but you don't need to mention a distinction between Kodesh and Kodesh, because the bracha began Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'Chol, and therefore it's good enough to say Ben Yema Shvi L'Sheshes Me'amaisa and then finish Baruch Atashem Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. But if you say, like Shmuel, that you need to have the last phrase before Baruch Atah Hashem reflects the theme of what you're going to say in Baruch Atah Hashem, then you do have to add that phrase, because then you have to have that you have to have something in the bracha that reflects the idea of Hashem making distinction between one kind of kodesh and another kind of kodesh, and you don't have that yet in the bracha. Everything that you have up until that point, Hamavda ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisrael La'amim, ben Yemashvi L'sheshes Me'amaisa, all of those are ben Kodesh L'chol. Okay, ben Or L'choshech is not ben Kodesh L'chol, but whatever. The point is, you don't have anything ben Kodesh L'chodesh. So therefore, you need to have. So therefore, you would need to add in the phrase being Kedushas Shabbos, like Kedushas Yom Tov Ivdalta, in order to have something that reflects the theme of the end bracha. That would be according to Shmuel. Now, so we do that. Tosfos mentions that Tosfos mentions a question from Rabbeinu Ephraim that asked Rabbeinu Tam. We don't just finish with that. We don't just say Kedushas Shabbos, like Kedushas Yom Tov Ivdalta, and then finish off and say Baruch Atah Hashem Amavda Ben Kodesh Kodesh. We also add more phrases. We continue Ves Yom Hashvi Meshesh Me'am Ma'isa Kidashta Ivdalta VeKidashta Esamcha Yisrael BeKedushas Secha. So there's no Me'en Chasima Samoch LaChasima over there. Where is that coming in? So Tosfos brings that Rabbeinu Tam gave him an answer like this. We said at the top of the Amud, we said at the bottom of the previous Amud and the top of this Amud, that either you say three Havdalos or you say seven. So on a regular Motzah Shabbos, we say only three. Hamavdam and Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael Amim. And then Ben Yemashvi, the Sheshes Me'amaisa is Me'en Chasima Samach L'Chasima. We want to at least have in one place where we say something of seven Havdalos. Now, further down on the Amud, the Gemara is going to bring seven actual Havdalos, which according to the opinion that you say seven, then you would say those seven, but at least we want to have something Me'en of that. So we say Hamavdam and Kodesh L'chol is one, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael La'amim, that's three so far. Ben Yemashvi, the Sheshes Me'amaisa is four. Okay, usually that one doesn't count as one of the Havdalos, but here, since it's in the middle, it can count as one. Then we continue, Ben Kedushas Shabbos, the Kedushas Yom Tov Ivdalta is number five. And there's a difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos you're not allowed to do Melachas Ochel Nefesh, and Yom Tov you are. Ves Yemashvi, Mesheshes Me'amaisa Kidashta refers to the distinction between Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, where Chol HaMoed, there are certain Melachas you're allowed to do, and Shabbos you can't. So that's number six. And then Hivdalta v'kidashtes amcha Yisrael b'kedushasecha is, as we're going to say further on the Amud, that you have distinctions within the Jewish people themselves between Kohenim and Levim, and between Levim and Yisraelim. So therefore, so you have that. There's your seventh, and then you have and Hivdalta v'kidashtes amcha Yisrael b'kedushasecha is referring to distinctions between Jewish people themselves, all of whom are kodesh. So therefore, it's me'en chasima, samach v'chasima, because you're mentioning a distinction between kodesh l'kodesh, namely between different categories of Jews, between Kohenim and Levim, and between Levim and Yisraelim. So that's why we say that longer nusach, in order to have a semblance of seven kedushas, and that way the last one that we mentioned, Hivdalta v'kidashtes amcha Yisrael b'kedushasecha, is similar to hamavda ben kodesh l'kodesh. There's different other answers that are brought. There are different other answers that are brought in Rishonim. One of them being that we do want to mention Ben Yemash Filashesh Smeamaisa, because we always say it in every other Havdalah, and therefore we want to say it over here. But then again, we don't want to finish off with that, because that's not Ben Kodesh Lakodesh, and therefore we add this extra Nusach in order to stress the fact that there's also a distinction Ben Kodesh Lakodesh. Okay, so the Gemara says Gufa. Getting back to what we said before, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yapoiches LaYivches Mishalosh VaHamoysif LaYosef Al Sheva. The minimum number of Havdalos that you can say is three. The maximum number you can say is seven. Which again, according to what Tosfos is saying, doesn't mean that you could say four or five or six if you want. It means you have to say either three or seven. There's nothing in between. So the Gemara says, "Meisri, I have a contradiction." A Braisa says, "Omer havdolas mitzoy Shabbos of mitzoy yom tovim." You say havdolah on mitzoy Shabbos and on mitzoy yom tov, or mitzoy yom kippurim. You also say havdolah at the end of yom kippur, or mitzoy Shabbos the yom tov. You say havdolah when Shabbos is ending and yom tov is starting, or for that matter, when yom tov is continuing. If we have a 2-day yom tov, that's Shabbos and Sunday, like we have this year for the last days of Pesach. Or mitzoy yom tov lecholish amoyed. We also say havdolah when Yom Tov is ending and Chol HaMoed is starting, Ava Loi B'Metzoy Yom Tov L'Shabbos, but we don't say Havdalah when Yom Tov is ending and Shabbos is beginning, meaning if Yom Tov ends Friday night, we don't make Havdalah then for Yom Tov. And the reason is that Rashbam says, we learned yesterday about how Yom Tov is like a duke or a nobleman or something, and Shabbos is like the king. So at least over there, we were discussing the question, if the king is coming to town, if the king is leaving and then the duke is coming to town, what do you do first? Do you first escort out the king and then welcome the duke, or the other way around? But when the duke is leaving and the king is coming, as in this case, Yom Tov is leaving and Shabbos is coming, definitely nobody goes and escorts the duke out. Everybody's focused on the king. So the same way over here, we don't really care about the fact that Yom Tov is ending enough to be able to make Havdalah for it, because we're focused on that Shabbos, which has much greater kedusha, is beginning. So therefore, no Havdalah in that case. And the Braisa continues, Harogil Oimer Habe, somebody who's accustomed, somebody who knows how to say a nusach, says a lot of them, V'she'ini Rogil Oimer Achas. Somebody who's not so familiar with the words of davening just has to say one. Keep in mind, in those times, they didn't even have written sidurim, let alone printed ones. So they didn't even have written sidurim. Everything was baal peh. So you could have a lot of people are not rogul. They don't know. They're not familiar with the nusach. We have even in the story over here, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'aba, who was saying as a Talmud Chacham, he was challenging Rava on each of the things he's doing based on things that Amiroyim are doing. And even he was surprised that Rava is saying the nusach of Havdalah that we did. So we see from this braisa that you only have to say one. In fact, Tosfos says, we also had before, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said only one Hamavda ben Kodesh L'chol. But the Gemara wants to ask from a braisa, but still, the point is, we see clearly from this braisa that you only need to say one. So what are you telling me the least you need to say is three? The answer is Tanoi.
By that logic, we should never say Kodesh L'Kodesh. If you say that Kodesh L'Kodesh can apply from Yom Tov to Shabbos or from Shabbos to Yom Tov, either way.
No, Kodesh L'Kodesh implies from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So when Shabbos is going out and Yom Tov is coming in, no question, you have to make Havdalah. Because again, the king is leaving, only the duke is coming, therefore you need to escort out the king. The only question is whether you do it before or after, which was the whole machlokes yesterday of whether Havdalah comes first or Kiddush comes first. But you definitely have to, and therefore you have to say, Hamavda ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. You don't have to when Yom Tov is ending and Shabbos is beginning. But again, what we're really focused on in the Gemara over here is not so much that. We mentioned that because that's how the Braisa goes, but we're focusing on the Braisa says you only ever have to say one thing of Havdalah. So therefore, the minimum you have to say is Hamavdil ben Kurdish Lachoil. So what are you telling me before that you have to say at least three? Which is why Rava was saying why I said three plus Me'en Chzima Samach Lachzima. So the Gemara answers Tanoi. It's actually a Machlokas Tanoim. How many you need? The Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Bnon Shokdoshim Oima Achas. Rabbi Yechanan says the son of holy people, which we're going to define in a minute who that is. He says that you only have to say one. So fine. So the Braisa that we just said that says that you need to say only one, that would be according to him. The Nagur Am Loima Sholish, but people have the minag to say at least three. So the previous Braisa that said that when we said that Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Rabbi Oshia that the minimum is three, that's because that's how people are knowing. So the Gemara asks, man ninu b'non shokdoshim, who is the son of holy people that we're talking about? Is Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi. Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi was a Tana, and therefore, so fine, he's the Tana, he's the author of that Braisa that we just said, that says you only need to say one, but the people are knowing to do at least three. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Lazar gets from that you have to say at least three. So v'amai korolei b'non shokadoshim, why is Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi called the son of holy people? Because he was so holy, d'loi stako b'tzurta d'zuza. He wouldn't even look at the image on a coin. Now, we know the Torah tells us that al tifnu el ha'olilim, you're not allowed to look at or gaze at or whatever the idols. And in those times, they had it was very common on coins. They would have images of idols or images of the king who was of the emperor who was often worshipped as an idol also. So to look at statues and things like that you're not allowed to do. But to look at the image on a coin where everybody handles coins on a day to day basis, me'ikir adin, there's no issue with that. But Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Simoni was machmer on himself and would not even look at the image on a coin. Tosfos brings over here from a Gemara in Moed Katan that because of that, he had the schus when he passed away. So the Gemara mentions over there a number of things, how when different Tanoim and Amiroim passed away, different unusual things happened to show what great schusim they had and how much the world is lacking when they passed away. So when Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi passed away, it says that all of the statues that were in the public squares or whatever, all of them bederech nes, they all lost their features. They all became flat. So that was his schus because he was so extra careful not to look at such statues and not even at the images of them on coins. So therefore, when he passed away, then the images of all of those images were ruined and flattened out. So we call him Benon Shokadoshim, Tosfos says, because his father was also Kadosh. So therefore, his father didn't have that particular minhag of not looking at statues and at coins, I guess. But his father was Kaddish in other ways. So therefore, we call him Menachem Reb Simoi Bnon Shokdoshim, but his own special mitzvah was that he wouldn't even look at the image on a coin. So we're saying that he, in Halacha, holds that you only need to say one Havdalah one language of separation when it comes to Havdalah. That could be, especially, you know, we know it mentions in Tanya based on Zohar and Sifrei Kabbalah that the levushim for the neshama that's drawn down when a child is conceived depend on the parents being mekadesh atzim b'shas tashmish. So maybe that's why we're calling Rabbi Menachem Reb Simoi b'non shokadoshim to stress where was he able to achieve, how was he able to achieve such a high level of kedusha is because of his parents, because of what they accomplished in kedusha as well by being mekadesh atzim at that time. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Sholach le Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. Rav Shmuel Bar Idi sent a message that Chananya Ochi Omer, my brother Chananya, says Achas. That also you only need one statement of separation in Havdalah. But the Gemara adds, "V'less hilchsakava say." However, the halacha is not like Chananya. The halacha is like we said before. You need at least three, which is why we said that Rava had said three, and that's what we do. Okay, continues the Gemara. When a person is making Havdalah, he needs to say something. He needs to say Havdalahs of the kind that I'm mentioned in the Torah. So you can't just say any random Havdalah. You can't. We're saying that you have to say a certain number of separations that the Eibishter made in the world, but you can't just pick whatever random ones you want. They have to have a source in Torah, in a Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Mesvi, I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Seder Havdalos Heach. What is the Heach Omer? What is the order of Havdalos? What are the, we said before that the maximum you could say is seven. So where do we find seven Havdalos? So you can say, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lachoyl, which is based on a Pasuk, because it says, Lahavdo ben HaKodesh ben HaKoyl. Ben Or Lachoshech, you mentioned that Hashem separated between light and dark, which that you also have a Pasuk, Vayar Lakim Asa Okito, Vayavde Lakim. Bein Yisrael la'amim, between the Jewish people and the other nations. Also, you have the pasuk says va'avdil eschem in amim liyosli. So all of those have a pasuk for them so far. Uven yom hashvi l'sheshes me'amaisa. Then you mention that one. Now the Gemara is going to ask soon that you don't have that you don't have a pasuk for that. We're going to say soon that that's really only because of Me'en Chsima, Samach L'Chsima, as we said before. Although, with that said, actually, the Mordechai brings from Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Me'iri brings, you do have a posuk that mentions about the Poroiches. It says, V'hivdila Poroiches Lachem, Bein HaKodesh, Uvein Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you have the Poroiches separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you have a concept where you have a concept, therefore, where there is a Havdalah, where there is a distinction between one thing that's holy and another thing that's holy. So that could be used to explain, therefore, so even if it doesn't say the word Havdalah in connection, the Shodesh Havdalah in connection with Shabbos and the days of the week, nevertheless, we can consider it, sort of. But the Gemara is going to ask about that soon. Ben Tomei L'Tahor, Hashem made a distinction between Tomei and Tahor, you continue, which again, we had that, because that same Pasuk, the first Pasuk we quoted said, Olahavdo ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, Uvein HaTomei Uvein HaTahor, so that would be the next one. Ben Hayom L'Charova, between the sea and dry land. Now again, the Gemara is going to ask, you don't have a Pasuk for that. Ben Maim HaYonim L'Maim HaTachtonim, Hashem made a distinction between the upper waters and the lower waters. Now you have in Maisa Bereshis, Vayasa L'Kim Asa Rakia, Vayavdo Ben HaMaim HaShem Etachas L'Rakia, etc. Ben Koyanim L'Levim V'Yisraelim, and Hashem made a distinction between Koyanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, which we're going to ask about, we're going to discuss that soon, where we see those distinctions in a Pasuk. V'choysim b'seder Bereshis, you finish off with a bracha that Hashem makes the order of Bereshis. So you finish off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Soder Bereshis. Soder Bereshis means that Hashem arranges the creation, which means because when did Hashem start creating the world? On Sunday. So therefore, on Matzah Shabbos, Hashem started arranging it on the original Matzah Shabbos, not the Matzah Shabbos after Adam was created. We discovered fire. We're talking about the original Matzah Shabbos going into Sunday when Hashem started creating the world in the first place. So according to that opinion, you finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem. Acherim, which usually means Rameir, say you finish off Baruch Atah Hashem Yotze Bereshis, meaning that Hashem creates the beginning, because he began creating the world at that time. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chosim Mekadesh Yisrael, and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says you finish off Mekadesh Yisrael, meaning out of all the world that Hashem created, the only thing he made holy is Yisrael. So that's an appropriate ending. That's an appropriate ending for Matzoi Shabbos, that you're mentioning different things where Hashem separated one from the other, but you're saying within everything that Hashem created, the only thing he made holy is the Jewish people. So the question is, so let's analyze those Havdalos that we mentioned and let's compare them with what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying, that you have to have Me'ein Havdalos Ha'amuras B'Torah, that you have to mention distinctions that are mentioned in the Torah. So v'im isa, if what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying is correct, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the word Havdalah in connection with the sea and the dry land. It says you kavu amayim v'siroa hayabasha, but it never uses the Shodesh. It never uses the Shodesh Bodal over there that Hashem separated them. So the Gemara says you're right. Smimikan bena yom lacharava. You're right. You have to delete the words bena yom lacharava from the Braisa. So the question is, Yehochi ben Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheshes Me'amayis and Nami. Then in that case, you should have to take out Ben Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheshes Me'amayis, because after all, doesn't say that in a posuk either. And you could say you're only saying it me'ein chasimahu. You're only saying it in order to have something at the end of the bracha similar to the part that you say at the end. Baruch atah Hashem hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. As we said at the top of the amud, you have to have me'ein chasimah samach l'chasimah. But then you're deleting that. The same way as Rava said that doesn't count towards the three. That's why when Rabbi Yaakov Abba asked him, you said four. He said no, it's only three, and then me'ein chasimah samach l'chasimah. The same way over here, if you're saying then that you have to delete that. So then you're down to five because you took out Ben Yom L'Charova, and now you have to take out also Ben Yom Ashri L'Sheshes Me'amaisa. The fact is, it doesn't say in a posik as well. The only reason to have it after three is okay, because we're saying the minimum number you can say is three. So if you say three, then you stick it in over there. So therefore, so even if you're saying seven, it can still remain over there. Actually, Tosfos says that if you say that, now we just said there are different opinions what the chasima should be. If you say that you say Mekadesh Yisrael, as we just said, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said, you finish off Mekadesh Yisrael, then how does finishing off with Kohenim Leviim, then you should finish off with Kohenim Leviim Yisraelim. Isn't that much more Me'en Chasima Samach Chasima? And the answer is Tosfos says that even Ben Yema Shri, the Sheshes Me'amaisa, is also Me'en Chasima Samach Chasima, because it means that Hashem gave us his mitzvahs and one of his mitzvahs is Shabbos. So that is an appropriate main chasima samach chasima. But anyway, the point is that once we delete that, because we say that's only there because main chasima samach chasima, and once we delete ben ayam lacharova because there's no pasuk for it, so then we're down to five. Amri, so they answered koinim levim yisraelim tre milinin. When we say ben koinim when the braisa is saying that you would say ben koinim levim yisraelim, that is actually two different havdalas. That's not one havdalah. That actually counts as two. So, namely, Ben Levim Yisraelim. Number one, we find that there's a distinction that Hashem made between Levim and Yisraelim, and you have a pasuk that uses the word Hivdil for that. At that time, Hashem separated out Shevet Levi. So, therefore, Shevet Levi is considered separated out relative to Yisrael. And Bein HaKoyim LeLevim, Dichtiv, you have a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. Now, all the psukim we were mentioning until this point are from Chumash. But okay, when we say Mein Avdolos Amoris BaTorah, then Torah can mean the whole of Tanakh. So there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. Bnei Amram, Aaron, and Moshe. The sons of Amram are Aaron and Moshe. Vayibodol Aaron, but Aaron was distinguished. Lachdisha Kodesh Kodashim, that he was made holy of holies. So therefore, that counts as a Havdolah as well. So now we have, then altogether, we do have seven havdalos in this bracha according to that nusach. So that's when we said before that the minimum is three and the maximum is seven. If you're going to say seven, then these are the seven that you would be saying. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's rule still works. Again, we had with the Maisa, we don't do that. Although Tosfos says the fact that we say a longer nusach of the bracha of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos that comes out on Yom Tov, we say a longer nusach. We continue with the Ves Yom Hashvi Meshesh Zmei Maisa Kedashte Yevdalta VeKedashte Asam Chizur BeKedushas Acha. That gives us a semblance of seven kedushas in that bracha. Okay. The Gemara asks, Mechtem Maichosim. Fine. Once you finish the bracha of Havdalah, how do you finish off the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem, what? So Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael. Rav says that you say Mekadesh Yisrael, which is like we had before what Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda says. Or Shmuel Amar Hamavdah Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Shmuel says you finish off Hamavdah Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Now, that means Shmuel is disagreeing with all the Tanoim before. Now, how can he do that? Shmuel's an Amora. How is he able to disagree with Tanoim? The answer is, Rashi says, because there's a Mishnah in Chulin that discusses this question. The Mishnah in Chulin, and you have a series of Mishnayos over there that discuss various miscellaneous halachas, because you have things where you can have one without the other, but not you can have A without B, but not B without A, basically. So you have different dinim like that, and one of them is therefore it discusses the question of it mentions about Yom Tov and Shabbos versus in that that when Yom Tov is going into Shabbos, you do Kiddush for Shabbos, but not Havdalah. But when Shabbos is going into Yom Tov, then you have Havdalah. So then it mentions what's the Nusach of Havdalah. It finishes off. You have the Tanakhama over there says that you finish Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, and Reb Doisa ben Horkinas says over there Hamavdu ben Kodesh Chomer l'Kodesh Hakal. So therefore, so Shmuel is basing himself on that. That according to the Chachamim, if you're saying Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, at what point in the bracha do you say it? So Reb Yehuda says that you say it in the end of the bracha. So therefore, if on Shabbos going into Yom Tov, you say ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, then that means that implies that on Motzei Shabbos going on to a weekday, you say Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol. So that's where Shmuel gets it from by taking from that Mishnah and applying the concept that it's saying in that Mishnah, which is talking about Yom Tov, which is talking about Shabbos ending and Yom Tov beginning, and applying based on that to a regular Motzei Shabbos that comes out on weekday. Okay, so the Gemara says, Layit alo Abayavi temer of Yosef ahodarav. Abaya, or some say Rabbi Yosef, criticized and cursed whoever follows Rav's opinion and ends off Mekadesh Yisrael. Now, what's the problem? Rav has a Tana on his side. Rav has Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What's the problem that Abaya or Rabbi Yosef is cursing anybody who finishes Mekadesh Yisrael? Rabbi Loza Moshe Horowitz in his Chidushim in the back of the Gemara has a very interesting idea on that. We know that the Christians decided that their day of rest should be instead of being Saturday, instead of being Shabbos, like we have, they moved it to Sunday. We know that they also claimed to be the new real Jewish people. One of their central claims is that Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, rejected us and chose them instead. So therefore, if you say a bracha makadish, now in Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's times, fine, they weren't particularly big or powerful yet. Maybe they hadn't even come up with this idea of Sunday instead of Shabbos yet. So therefore, if you said makadish Yisrael, no big deal. But by Abaya and Rabbi Yosef's times, they were very powerful and they'd already gotten this official thing that instead of Shabbos, they have Sunday. Now at that point, if on Motzei Shabbos, going into Sunday, you make a bracha that finishes makadish ben yom hashvi, the sheches me'amaiseh, baruch atah Hashem, makadish Yisrael, in effect, it means that you're saying a bracha that sort of supports their doctrines, that you're saying that Hashem chose the seventh day, and that namely, you could misunderstand that as being the day that we're going into is the seventh day, and that Hashem chose Yisrael, namely them, as the new Yisrael, and therefore Abaya or Rabbi Yosef criticized that. So therefore, so the halacha is not like Rav, the halacha is like Shmuel, that we say Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol.
How can the seventh day be Sunday? What are we talking about here?
What do you mean? How could it be? Lamaisa, that's how they do it, right? They have a 7-day week, the same as we do, but they hold that the day they put the day of rest on Sunday instead of on Shabbos. So,
the Torah says obviously they're not
following the Torah. And that, I mean, come on, we're talking the Christians. What excuses they use is not negate.
So
the point is. Yeah, okay. The bottom line is, if a person were to say, Ben Yom Hashvi, the Sheches Me'amaiseh, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, maybe it might be understood as meaning that he supports their ideas, that he supports the idea that is Yom Hashvi. You have, by the way, I mean, you have, for example, in, some people look at it that Monday is the first day of the week and Sunday is the seventh day of the week. You can find that, for example, in some calendars are printed that way, Lamash.
But you could say the same about the Muslims also then.
In Abaya's and Rabbi Yosef's times, the Muslim didn't exist yet, so there was no concern about them. Besides, you're not making Abdullah on Thursday night going into Friday, so there's not much to be concerned about there. Okay. Continues the Gemara. So light Allah Abaya be tamer Rabbi Yosef ahodarav. What? You said something, Ellie? Okay. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. We learn a braisa in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Another possibility of how you should finish off Abdullah. Kol achoisam mekadesh Yisrael vehamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol. What about if a person does both? If a person says both mekadesh Yisrael and hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol, so then that's a good thing. Ma'arichin lo yomo v'shnoisav. Hashem will lengthen his days and his years. However, the Gemara says v'les hilchsak avasei. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua in that. Like Rabbi Shlomo ben Chananya, because we have a different rule that says ein choismin b'shtayim. We have a general rule that when it comes to the end of a bracha, we don't finish off a bracha with two things. We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem who does this and who does this. we always finish off with only one thing, unless those two things we can, if those two things are like two facets of the same thing. We say, for example, in Asher Yotzer, we finish off Roifei Chalboso Mafli Lasos, but those are closely related. You have, let's say, for example, in the one at the end in the Megillah reading, Hanifra Lam Yisroel Kol Tzareihem, or Kela Mashiach, but those again are closely related. But usually we don't say, usually we're not Chosmin B'Shtayim. So therefore, as much as Rabbi Shoban Hananiah is praising this kind of ending, Makadosh Yisrael and Hamavdim and Kodesh L'Chol, L'maisa, we don't do that. So we do like Shmuel, we just finish Hamavdim and Kodesh L'Chol, and when it's Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov, then we say Hamavdim and Kodesh L'Kodesh. More on this topic of what the nusach of Havdalah should be. The Gemara tells us, Ula ikla la Pumbedisa. One time Ula visited Pumbedisa. Omele Rabbi Yehuda la Rabbi Yitzchak Brei. So Rabbi Yehuda said to his son Rabbi Yitzchak, Zil amti le kalkola de peiri. Go bring Ula a basket of fruit. Now, why is he sending him a basket of fruit? The real reason is because he wants to have an excuse for Rabbi Yitzchak to visit Ula and find out b'chazi hechi avdil, and then see how he makes Havdalah. So like he's sending the basket of fruit just to have an opportunity to be able to observe how Ula is making Havdalah. So Loy Ozal, so the Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak didn't want to go. Shadr Leila Abaya, instead he sent Abaya. Now Abaya was much younger at this point. Abaya really belongs to two generations after Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a talent. You have Rav and Shmuel are the first generation of Amoraim in Babel. Then you have Rav Huna and Rav Chista and Rabbi Yehuda are the second generation. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are the third generation. And Abaya is a Talmud of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. So he's already the fourth generation. So at the time of this story, he was much younger. He may have even been only about bar mitzvah and a little bit or a little bit younger, actually. So the Maloy HaRoyim in the back of the Gemara talks about possibilities with that, and Dodos HaRishonim has some discussion. We know the Gemara tells us I think in Ksubas that Ula passed away before Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shridhar Gaon tells us in his Igeres that Rabbi Lazar passed away a few months after Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shridhar also gives us a date when Rabbi Yochanan passed away. And if you calculate based on that, and based on when Rabbi Shridhar tells us when Abaya passed away, and how long the Gemara says Abaya lived, it comes out that Abaya was a boy at the time of the story. He may have only barely been bar mitzvah, or maybe even younger than that. Whatever the case, so Rabbi Yitzchak sent him. Ki osa Abaya, when Abaya came back, Omalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak asked him, Heichi Omar, what did Ula say? What bracha of Havdalah did he say? Omalei ham bracha mavda ben kodesh l'chol Omar v'tuloi. So Abaya answered him, he just said bracha hamavda ben kodesh l'chol and nothing else. So in other words, not like we were saying before that you say at least three Havdalos, but rather he just said the one. Although Tosfos discusses later on that maybe not. Maybe what it means is Ula did say a proper nusach of the bracha of Havdalah. The question was, how did he finish off the bracha? Did he finish off Makadosh Yisrael, like Rav says, or Hamavdim and Kodesh L'chol, like Shmuel says, or maybe he did like Rabbi Yeshua and did both of them? So according to Tosfos, left the top of Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, discusses that maybe that's what it means. Anyway. So also l'kamei davur. So Rabbi Yitzchak then came to report back to his father, Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei heichi amar. So Rabbi Yehuda asked him news. So what did Ula say? Amalei. So Rabbi Yitzchak tells him the truth. Ano loy azli. I didn't go myself. I didn't go personally. Shadriti la abaya. But I sent abaya. But amalei hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. And he told me that Ula had sent hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda was upset with Rabbi Yitzchak, why didn't you go yourself? Omalei, so he says to him, like in a sarcastic way, Rav Ravonuse de Mar, the gaiva of the master. Now Mar is usually a title of respect that an Amora uses for another one in the Gemara when he's his Rebbe, or maybe at least when he's his Chaver, and then on the same level as him as something. So here, Rabbi Yehuda is using it kind of sarcastically, like, what do you think? You're a great Mar, you're a great Rebbe, and therefore you don't need to go yourself. You can send somebody else on your behalf. So you're Rav Ravonus, you're holding yourself high, the sororusse de Mar, and the disobedience of Mar. those cause you, that this teaching of what Ulla did is not going to be said over in your name, it's going to be said over in Abaya's name. In future generations, when they say, how do we know what Ulla said for Abdullah, we're not going to say, Amar Yitzchok Bar Yehuda, Amar Ulla, but we're going to say, Amar Abaya, Amar Ulla. Which means, therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda is telling him, you're losing the opportunity. We know the famous thing, the Gemara tells us, that when you say a vort of Torah in the name of a Talmid Chacham, sifsois of Dovves Vakever, his lips move in the grave. So now Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rabbi Yitzchak, you've lost that opportunity because you couldn't bother going yourself because you chose to send the little kid Abaya.
Especially he was a father and a son, so it was right. It was a son and
right,
a father.
So obviously he had right. So obviously he has the right to tell him off, but he's telling him off like in this sarcastic way, kind of calling him Ma repeatedly, like as if you're holding yourself to be a great Rebbe, and therefore you decided it was beneath your dignity to go and find out yourself what Ulla did, and the result of it is you should realize that you lost the opportunity to have this halacha set over in your name.
So he also gave up a mitzvah of Kibbutz Av.
This is also true. He gave up a mitzvah. Yeah, I guess that's true also. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Macy, I have a contradiction. Now you're telling me that Ulla just said Hamavda ben Kodesh L'chol. Now we learn in a Braisa. Let's talk about the structure of brachas. Kola brachas kulon paiseach b'baruch v'choisim behen b'baruch. Brachas in general begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem and end with the words Baruch Atah Hashem and then the ending of the brach. Chutz mi birkas mitzvahs, except for the brachas on mitzvahs, like for example, lehisata fetzitzis, al natilas lulav, etc. So those are very short things. You only have really one statement in that bracha, that Hashem made us holy with his mitzvahs and gave us such and such a mitzvah. So there's no room for arichus, so therefore you just say the one line. Ubirkas aperis, also except for the brachas on fruit, like ha'etz or ha'adama or shakol or what have you. Same idea. There's just it's a short bracha that doesn't really have any more themes in it. Another exception is when you have a bracha in a sequence. For example, the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, the first one begins with Baruch Atah Hashem, but the second one doesn't. It just begins Atah Gibur. The third one begins Atah Kadosh, and so forth, because each one is kind of covered by the Baruch Atah Hashem of the first bracha. So therefore, those don't have to begin with Baruch by themselves. We're going to talk about soon. Tosfos goes through a lot of brachas that we say that seem to break these rules. So we'll get to that shortly. Ubracha achrona shebekrishma. Another exception is the last bracha after krishma. Emes v'yatziv in the morning. Emes v'emuna at night. Even though it's not following a bracha and it is a long bracha, nevertheless, we don't begin with baruch because it's considered samuch to a previous bracha. Because after all, yes, you have the brachas before Shema, then you have Shema, and then you have emes v'yatziv. The emes ties in with the end of Shema because we know you have to finish off ani Hashem elokeichem emes. So therefore, it's considered like one long bracha. Therefore, it doesn't have to begin with baruch. Now, of those brachas that are in that category, some of them begin with baruch and don't end with baruch. In other words, some of them are basically one or two line brachas. For example, again, the brachas on peiros and mitzvahs are one line brachas, and you don't have two baruchs in them, only one. But yesh mehen shechoisim baruch ve'en paseach baruch. Some of them you end with baruch and don't start with baruch. For example, most of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And you have another exception. Then you have the bracha tov v'hametiv, which is the fourth bracha of benching, where you do start off with baruch. You don't finish with baruch. You just finish lo'olam al yichasrenu. And the reason is because that one was made as a separate takana. Because we know daraisi, you only have to have three brachas of benching, and then hatov v'hametiv. They were masakin in Yavne after the haruge beter, that the haruge beter were buried and that their bodies hadn't decayed all those years. So therefore, you begin with it with baruch, even though it's a bracha smuch alachabata, in order to make that distinction between it and the previous brachas. Now, in principle, it should really be a short bracha. Really, Rashbam says the basic idea of it would just be a very short bracha. Baruch atah Hashem atov v'hametiv. We say in it longer. We say longer because the Gemara mentions in brachas, you want to mention three times Hashem's kingship. you want to mention, the Gemara mentions over there that you want to say that you're supposed to say three gmulos, three expressions that Hashem bestows good on us, three hatavos, and so forth. So therefore, it ends up being a longer nusach, but still, it's basically considered a short bracha. Rashi and the Rashbam summarize, it's all hodah. Unlike you have some brachas where you have hodah, and then you also have a bakosha ala osid. Here it's basically all hodah. It's all thanking Hashem for what He did. So therefore, it doesn't have to end with Baruch Atah Hashem. By the way, you have a Velta Sheminig that goes back, I think, to the Chaya Odom and the Vilna Gaon that you say Amen after Al Yechasreinu. That's not our minig, and it's not the minig of many other kahilas, because even though it's true the bracha ends over there, but in a certain sense the harachmans are sort of considered like an extension of that bracha. Okay. Anyway, so the point is Kasha L'Ula. The point is then that Ula just said Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'Chol. He didn't finish off with Baruch. Why not? And the answer is Amalach Ula Hanami Kebirkas HaMitzvahs Damya. Because this is also like Birkas HaMitzvahs. Because after all, Birkas HaMitzvahs my timer. Why by Birkas HaMitzvahs are we saying that you don't say two Baruchs? Because Mishum D'Hoidah. Because just thanking Hashem for giving us that mitzvah. You don't have anything else in it. You're not asking Hashem for anything. You're not praising Hashem really with anything else. You're not doing ritzui to appease Hashem that He should do such and such for us. So therefore it's enough to have a psicha. It's different. For example, Rashi and the Rashbam say, let's say for example Kiddush, you have to talk about the importance of Shabbos. Yotzer, let's say for example you have Tchina in the middle. You're asking Hashem Elokei Olam Rachamecha Adam Rachem Olein. And the same thing, the bracha of Avos and Shemana Esrei, we have to mention Goyim Chasan and Tovim, that Hashem should remember the kindness of the Avos towards him. So that's Divrei Ritzui. So therefore, those kinds of things, those kinds of brachas, you have to finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. But here, where it's just Havdalah, and you're not really saying anything else other than thanking Hashem for giving us, for distinguishing between Shabbos and weekdays, then you don't need to do anything else. Tosfos asks, well, of course, then how is it different than Birkas HaPeiros, which is what leads Tosfos to explain that what we're talking about is that no, Ula did say the various Havdalos that we said before, Hamavda ben Kodesh L'Chol, ben Ur L'Choshech, ben Yisrael La'amim, maybe some of the other ones. But the question is, so why didn't he finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavda ben Kodesh L'Chol? And the answer is that still, it's all Hodah. Therefore, according to Ula, you didn't really need to end with a separate brach. Okay. So now Tosfos gets into a long discussion over here about a number of brachas that we say that don't seem to follow the rules that we said over here. Let's start with Tosfos says Elokei Neshama. Elokei Neshama is not in origin a bracha smocha l'chaverta. Now, nowadays, yeah, we say Asher Yotzer, and then we say Elokei Neshama, but it wasn't originally that way. The original idea was actually you wake up in the morning, and the first thing you say is Elokei Neshama. Now, in later times, the Chachamim decided that when a person wakes up, his hands are tamei, and therefore we can't. Therefore, we have to say Moda Ani first, where Moda Ani doesn't have any names of Hashem in it, and therefore you're able to say it even without washing your hands. And of course, you know, if you've learned Kundus and Yonah Shal Torah Chassidus, the Rebbe has long explanations there. I'll be Chassidus illuminating why that is, and illuminating the Pshat and the Remez and the Drush and the Soid in it. Anyway, but in origin, Elokei Neshama was a bracha that you say all by itself, right, when you wake up. And that doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. Tosfos asked, what about also the bracha after in the morning? We say in morning brachas, we say Shema, and then afterwards we say after Hu Adshel Nivra Olam, and we finish off Baruch Atah Hashem. We don't say Hashem, actually. Baruch HaMakadosh Shmoy Baravim. In fact, there are nuschos that say it with Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMekadosh Shmoy Baravim. I think the Vilna Gaon, for example, held that way. So that's not a bracha smocha l'chaverta. So Tosfos answers because those aren't really brachas. Those are shevach or tefillah ba'alma. Those are just a praise and tefillah to Hashem. So therefore, those don't have to follow the usual format of brachas. Okay. Then what about Tosfos continues the bracha after the Megillah? There, we do have to finish Baruch Atah Hashem HaNifra L'Am Yisrael Mekol Tzareim, because it's a bit of a long bracha. It's true, the whole thing is Shabbach, but you're going on with some details, or Rabbis Rivenu, Adonis Dinenu, Adonis Nikmasenu, etc. So therefore, you need a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. Also, another one, Tosfos brings up, what about Bor Nefoshes? So in fact, the Yerushalmi says that you finish off Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. Again, we don't do that. We just say Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. I think it says also the Vilna Gaon. That was another one where he would say it with Hashem's name, like the Yerushalmi. But we don't. No, nobody else fears it like that. Then Tosfos, the next Tosfos after that, gets into a number of cases where we have bracha, where we have sequences of brachas, where we do, where we don't start, where some of them we do start with Baruch, even though they're in sequences. So one thing is the brachas on the brachas after the Haftorah. You have in most sidurim you have a new paragraph by Neman Atohu Hashem Elokeinu, but that's not really the end of a bracha. In when you say Baruch Ata Hashem Tzur Kol Olam Tzadik B'Chadoris, etc., a Shekol Dvar of Emes V'Tzedek, that's not the end of a bracha. The reason why you have a paragraph break there in the sidurim is because the old minhag was that the tzibur would say praises to Hashem at that point. But really, the bracha ends, okay, la neman b'chol dvarav, so it's a proper bracha that begins with baruch and ends with baruch. Then the brachas after that don't need baruch because they're a bracha asmucha l'chavato, they're a bracha in a series. And then Tosfos goes on, what about the brachas of sheva brachas? So some of them don't begin with baruch, some of them do. So Rashi in Ksubas actually explains that a number of those brachas were not originally designed to be said together. Some of them were actually meant to be said as soon as the people gather before even the chuppah starts. So therefore, some of them are considered independent brachas, and therefore you say baruch for them separately. Similarly, by the way, you have with morning brachas, you have all the brachas, pekeach ivrim, mater, asurim, etc. In origin, the Gemara tells us in brachas, the same idea. The original idea was as soon as you open your eyes, you say pekeach ivrim. As soon as you get dressed, you say malbash arumim. As soon as you get out of bed, you say zekif kfufim, etc. So each one was originally meant to be said as a separate bracha. So therefore, each one begins with baruch. Then Tosfos goes on to discuss other brachas. Yahalalucha at the end of Hallel is considered a bracha asmucha l'chavata because it's a continuation of Hallel. A Yishtabach, the same thing, connects with Baruch Sha'amar, which therefore Tosfos says, that's why. You're not supposed to break. You're not supposed to interrupt between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, because Yishtabach, the format of the bracha, is that it doesn't begin with Baruch because it's meant as a continuation of Baruch Sha'amar. And then Tosfos says, "What about Yahalalucha on Pesach night? You don't say the bracha before Hallel over there. So okay, one possibility is maybe a bracha after Psukim. You don't need to start with Baruch Ata Hashem. Another possibility is it's based on the fact that we say Hallel in Shul for those of us or minig is that we say Hallel in Shul on Pesach night. Some parts of the Velt they don't. So they would need the other answer that the bracha after Hallel is a bracha after Psukim." So you have basically when you as you go through the different brachas that we say throughout the day or throughout the year, then you have you can look at these rules and you can test which ones clearly follow the rules that are in the Gemara over here versus which ones that we have to figure out why there are exceptions. I once saw actually an explanation as far as Elokei Neshama that the vote was since as Tosfos is saying it used to be that you say Elokei Neshama the first thing when you wake up, then it's a bracha smucha l'chavata to hamapil. You say hamapil right before you go to sleep. You're not allowed to talk afterwards, and then you wake up in the morning and say Elokei Neshama. So in that sense, it's kind of a bracha smucha l'chavata as well. I don't remember where I saw that explanation, but that's another that would be another reason besides what Tosfos is saying over here that it's derech shevach or tefillah. Okay. That's the end of the discussion about the Nusach of Havdalah, and then we're going to continue with more dinim of Kiddush and Havdalah for the next couple of blot as well over the next couple of days, and then eventually we're going to get back to dinim of Pesach.